I will not lend a hand.
Stabler Abel!
I've seen your face before, my friend. But I don't know if you know who I am. Well, I was there and I saw what you did. I saw it with my own two eyes. So you can wipe off that grin. Know where you've been. Some in a pack of lies. And I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord. Well, I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Oh Lord.
Patriots, can you feel it? I'm just feeling like it's coming quick. I really do. I hope we're right. I got some really cool things to show you today that I think you're going to really be excited about. So we'll see. We're ready. I know you're ready. I'm ready. And Dan Scavino's ready. Monica Crowley's ready. We're all ready. Oh, I just saw this cute meme, you guys. It was so funny. It was like, okay, I meet someone, I tell there's a satanic criminal cabal trying to kill us, and they leave, and it's just like, this is the rinse and repeat. That's what we do, and it's like, come on. I've been even trying to convince Grok. Grok is just a pile of data, you know. He's not a person, but we can feel it. We can feel it. We know this is real. We know these people are evil. These people are evil to the core. We got to get rid of these people. Now, I hadn't been waiting for it all my life, but I've been waiting for it for 8 years, right? I just didn't realize who we were fighting, but now I do. How about you guys? Yeah. Awesome. Give me the thumbs up, everybody. Yes. I broke Grok. Yeah, I really did. You know what? How did you even know that songbird? Because yesterday I was asking Grok some questions and trying to convince him that I'm right about end times. If you're new here, I'm Melissa Redpill. We look at the current events in the light of God's word because this is biblical. Seriously, it's biblical. And the consensus from tradition is wrong. They've lied to us. It's all been a pack of lies. He was right when he sang the song. And so I literally... I said, well, what about this and what about that? And what about the other Grok? And Grok was like, next thing you know, it's like spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. And like, they didn't know what to say. They didn't know how to answer. It was really, I stumped them. I don't know how you even knew that, songbird. Anyway, let's go. Let's talk about this stuff. This is Freedom Force. LIVE, Freedom Force. Live. Like and subscribe and share. We're trying so hard to get out of our bubble. I love our bubble. I love our bubble over here. It's been safe over here on Rumble. It's been safe over here in Telegram land. But I'm trying to get out into X and really, you know, because I'll never get my account back, I guess. So I don't know. Anyway, whatever. So I'm just trying to see what I can do to get things out into the rest of the world. So help me. Like and subscribe and share and help join with me over on my X account. You can find all of the links on freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. Tons of videos about how this is biblical, videos about Trump, President Trump's lineage, President Trump's, through this entire battle, as well as biblical astronomy, things that stump Grok. Yay. Because Grok is not used to someone thinking for themselves. They're used to just the canned answer. So check it out. Also information about end times. Now, okay, here's my X account, Melissa Redpill. Everybody go and join my Melissa Redpill. If you haven't already done it, make sure you join with me on Melissa Redpill. So let me just pop that into the chat. And then Songbird, you know what to do. Share that everywhere. All right, so on the comments. Now, so this is the thing that just came out this morning. And I'm going to connect some really cool dots for you on this. Kash Patel came out. He said they've uncovered information about Crossfire Hurricane that even they didn't know about. And that we will soon see a wave of transparency. He says, give us 1 or 2 weeks. Okay, let me just tell you where we are. You know, every week we count the Omer. Okay, here is the counting of the Omer. We're starting week 5. It completes at week 7. This is what I think, you know, I always talk about that biblically. On the biblical calendar, this is a huge day. We're counting up to the day of Jubilee when the captives are freed and the debts are canceled. Okay, so I just found it very interesting that he would say, give us 1 or 2 weeks. Okay, check this out. And then check out what Dan Bongino said also. He pushed back saying, you know, we can do this right or we can do it fast. You can't have it both. Okay, check it out.
FBI.
So we have a multi-part process. First of all, our priorities. Simple. Crush violent crime. Defend the homeland. Rigorous organizational accountability. And the fourth, which leads directly to your question, aggressive constitutional oversight with Congress. The way we rebuild trust is we already have the men and women here in the rank and file that signed up to be cops, that signed up to be intel analysts, that signed up to be special support staff, that want to do the work. That's why we're sending them into the field. We can talk about that later. What we need America to know is that this place was politicized, and Congress has rightfully requested the documents from Crossfire Hurricane to January 6th to the Richmond Catholic Memo and so much more. But now, finally, Americans are reading for themselves the documentation where a very select few leaders in the former FBI decided to politicize it. We don't need me and the deputy telling you it's politicized. We want the American people to read it, and now they are.
And I know I lived with it for you. I watched it with you and Devin Nunes when you were truth tellers on all of this, and you were as well, Dan, throughout the Russia collusion story and the rest.
Look, I can speak to the folks that were in our seats.
Okay, and by the way, I'm so glad to have people that we know and trust, that we have followed these people for years, and they've been in the trenches alongside us, and now they're in positions of power. How awesome is that? Anyway, I want you to hear when he says there's going to be this wave of transparency. Check this out.
Our predecessors. And they intentionally failed the American public by putting on the biggest DC deception game we've ever seen. They said the FBI was the most storied institution for law enforcement, and it was. And it will be again very soon. But when the likes of Comey and McCabe and Strzok and company came in here with the James Bakers of the world and intentionally lied to a federal court only to rig a presidential election by lying to the American public and using taxpayer dollars, likely illegally, to fund this entire operation and then withhold exculpatory information from a federal court that I used to appear before to manhunt terrorists, that's what broke the FBI. And then when they were caught, they lied about it. And you and a few others like Dan and others were brave enough to cover it 6, 7, 8 years ago. And we're still talking about it today because as Congress is working rigorously with us, the Crossfire Hurricane documents are coming fast and hard. And they're being sent there unredacted so we can have full accountability. And that's how you restore what the trust that was lost to the American public when it comes to the FBI.
Yeah, but come on, Director, with all due respect, we've been talking about this for a long time, and I've been demanding accountability for many, many years. You mentioned Comey, Strzok, and the rest. They've got TV shows. They've got media platforms. They're fine. There's been no accountability.
Well, look, it's a fair criticism, but what I will tell people is we weren't here in the FBI in the last 5 years when we had statute of limitations that were still in play, where we could have investigated criminal conduct. Most of these statute of limitations are 5 years old. And we will investigate criminal conduct where we find a righteous case to do so and the law and the facts allow us to. But a lot of it we're precluded from. So we'll take the criticism, and it's rightfully so. That could we have done more in the past? Sure, people before us could have. But what we can do now is continue to put out the documents and the information that these people withheld from the American public. And I'm just telling you right now, as much as we know about Crossfire Hurricane, he and I just found out more last week. And we're continuing to work with Congress to put those documents out. That's how vindictive and vicious the former leadership structure here was. Not only did they bastardize the FISA process and lie to the American public, they withheld and hid documentation and put it in rooms where people weren't supposed to look. And it's a good thing we're here now to clean it up, and you're about to see a wave of transparency.
What do you mean?
Just give us about a week or two.
Okay. Okay.
Now, did you catch that? Okay, he's talking about the Crossfire Hurricane. We've been getting all these documents. They're unredacted. He said they found out something just in the past, you know, couple of weeks that, you know, that they didn't even know about. And that there's going to be a wave of transparency. And did you see the look on his face when he said, give us 1 or 2 weeks? Again, that takes us to Pentecost. I'm just saying. I don't know, you know, any other reason why you, I mean, yes, I know they're saying we have to work out all the, you know, do it right instead of doing it fast. And he, and Dan Scavino, Dan Bongino goes into that. He says, you know, we could do it fast or we could do it right. And so I understand that. Okay, I understand that. But either way, I just find that timing very interesting that it falls right there on Pentecost. Okay, and most people aren't even aware of that. I'm so glad you're here because you were able to see biblically. And on, you know, because this is, yeah, I know Cash Patel's working really hard. President Trump's working really hard. Ultimately, this is the Lord's plan to destroy the cabal. It's going to be run on the Lord's timing. And that's the end of that. The bringing down of this criminal network is going, if we've learned anything, it's going to be run according to the Lord's timing. And we can bellyache and scream and have all these fits that we want to, but that's the way it's going to be. All right. So I wanted you to see that. I really appreciate, and I think Maria is kind of playing devil's advocate a little bit. Like, oh, yeah, she knows they haven't been in there all this time. She can't blame Cash Patel and Dan Bongino for not holding these people accountable. They've just been there a couple of months. And that's basically what Dan Bongino says on the rest of that clip. So you can go check it out over on the rest of it on Melissa Red Pill. Okay, so this is the beautiful bundle of Omer grain. And so we are now starting week 5. On the Lord's Day morning is basically when you start – you say it's the first day of the new week and of the counting. So this is the week 5, day 1. Here we go. All right. So pretty exciting. All right. So, and any day is a good day when treason and Comey are trending. How about that? 264,000 posts about Comey. He must be crying in his beer. He can't even believe he's getting all this attacks on the social media. What did President Trump? He said he was hit hard. That's what he's talking about, being hit hard on social media. So keep going. I'm posting all these things. What I've been doing is I'm posting it over on X. I'm also posting it on all the social media, and I put the link so you can retweet it on X. So please help me to do that. And actually, last week we had a day where we got 500,000. Impressions. So thank you for doing that. So help to push that out there. 500,000 impressions. Now, you know, there are some who are getting millions and millions, but we haven't really been over that and a big, you know, prominent on X since we were banned. So I'm trying to get back over there if we possibly can. All right. So that's what I need your help on, Battalion. So thank you for that. Anyway, a great day to see treason and Comey posting. So just whenever you post something on X, use those names, those words that are trending, and it helps it to push out there. Okay, so here is what President Trump put on Truth Social this morning. He has been absolutely on fire. All roads lead to Obama. Read Truth if you want. Public military tribunals. Who wants that? Give me the thumbs up in the chat if you want public military tribunals. How about that? That's what I want. You know, and there's been a lot of speculation that there's been all these military tribunals, and the reality is we don't have any evidence about any of that. I want public military tribunals. I want these people, as the Bible says, for them to be paraded before us and brought to a public shame and a public mockery and a public scorn. That's what I want. I want everybody in the whole wide world to know what they've done. I want them to know that they worked against humanity. I want them to know that these are the offscouring of the earth. That's what I want. Who wants that? Anybody else want that? I want that. And that's what Spiritual Street Fighter wanted, and that's what President Trump posted this morning. Would you look at that? The President of the United States posted for there to be public military tribunals. Yes, thank you, President Trump. And he also posted about 86. You guys know where 86 started, right? Where it came from. You take them 8 miles out, bury them 6 feet under. Y'all knew that, right? Did y'all know that? That's where 86 comes from. So, but Comey didn't know that, right? What an idiot. He must think we're idiots, but we're not. We're not. Okay, so this is where President Trump is talking about Comey and just exposing him before the whole world. Oh, I don't have the shortened clip. Let me see if I can get the shortened portion.
Through the roof. And then he said, go back to Trump, go back to Trump. In other words, go back to what I was doing. And he didn't, but they did to a large extent. He didn't go all the way. And I would have been double that by that time. But he didn't go all the way. And what happened, he forced the prices up, the oil prices up. And it says it loud and clear. Now, he wasn't very competent, but he was competent enough to know what that meant. And he did it for a reason, and he was hit so hard. Because people like me.
Do you?
Oh. Issue direct threats.
Director of National Intelligence was asked about it last night, and she said this.
Whatever James Comey intent, he and people like him need to be held to account according to the law, which is something that he claims to have given his life for and stands by the rule of law. Fantastic. The rule of law says people like him who issue direct threats against the President of the United States, essentially issuing a call to assassinate him, must be held accountable under the law.
Do you believe Comey should be in jail?
I do.
I do.
Do you?
So I saw that this morning. You know, there's a big time gap. And he knew exactly what that meant. A child knows what that meant. If you're the FBI director and you don't know what that meant assassination. And it says it loud and clear. Now, he wasn't very competent, but he was competent enough to know what that meant. And he did it for a reason, and he was hit so hard. Because people like me, and they like what's happening with our country. Our country has become respected again, and all this. And he's calling for the assassination of the president.
Obviously, he apologized and said he wasn't apologized for violence. But
look, he's a very bad...
What do you want to see happen?
I don't want to take a position on it because that's going to be up to Pam and all of the great people. I have Cash, I have Pam, I have great people. And I'm going to let them, because if I tell you something, they'll say, oh, I'm not going to get involved. But I will say this. I think it's a terrible thing. And when you add his history to that... If he had a clean history, he doesn't. He's a dirty cop. He's a dirty cop. And if he had a clean history, I could understand if there was a leniency. But I'm going to let them make that decision. But you know, he knew exactly what it said.
It's a dangerous time. I see security around here. It's very tight. You're in the Middle East. You've had two assassination attempts. One, obviously, where you got hit by that bullet in Butler. There's a lot of frustration that we still... don't know about that shooter in Butler, and we don't know about his communications. We get stonewalled all the time asking questions about it. Is there frustration on your part? Will we get transparency? Will we know the bottom line story?
It's very interesting because we have great people. I think Pam is incredible. I think Cash is incredible. And they're doing a great job. They're being recognized as doing a great job. I was given an explanation early on, you know, sort of a little bit pre them. And I thought it was strange. You know, the one guy had 18 cell phones. Okay. I have a lot of cell phones, but I have like two.
Okay, so he's going into... I'd love to listen to all that, but I know we need to move on to something else. But yeah, so he's talking about the assassination attempts. And he said that the Secret Service said everything's okay. And he says that's a little bit hard to believe, you know, but anyway. So I think that what he's doing... on all these cases, he's waiting again. Everything's going to happen in the proper time. And I think it's just going to be like this one big house of cards, the whole thing come crashing down at the same time around their ears. You know, we've been having drip, 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 and then it'll be flood, right? So between, you know, Pam Bondi was doing and the Secret Service will be doing, you know, Cash Patel, you know, all these things will happen in just this whammy. And will that happen on Pentecost? Okay, here, like I said, we've been counting up since the day of Easter, since Resurrection Day, for 7 weeks. This is a biblical timing, timeline. And so you count until Pentecost, which is on June 8th. Okay, so here we are. I want to make sure I count that right. So here we are on the 20. We are on the 20, the 17th. Sorry, and so that's 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Anyway, 3 Sundays from now. 2 more Sundays from now. 3 more Sundays from now. Anyway, whatever it is, we're gonna keep counting. Anyway, so I just find that very, you know, just all this timing very interesting, and we will watch and see. Now the other thing. Okay, so we had this terrible, I'm going to talk about this terrible shipwreck yesterday, which was awful, and I'm going to talk about what I think is really going on that, very possibly, okay? Because none of that makes sense. None of that makes sense at all. Okay, so President Trump is going after Comey. He's going after Hillary. Let me see if I have that other one. Before I do that, I'm going to tell you first, the first thing he did was when he was in the Middle East, he is going after Netanyahu. And he basically said that, you know, we've got everything resolved with the Houthis. We have everything. We're getting things resolved with Iran. We're solving he's going to be talking to Putin tomorrow. The Pope is going to be talking to Zelensky. It looks like that war is ending. The India-Pakistan war is ending. What else? I mean, just everything is being resolved. They don't like that. They don't like that. They worked hard to foment this war. They've worked hard to get all this stuff going. And so here is where he's talking about dealing with Iran. You know, just one of these pieces, of, you know, chess pieces being removed from the board, it appears. It is not going to go like the criminal cabal wanted it to.
But with that said, Iran can have a much brighter future, but will never allow America and its allies to be threatened with terrorism or nuclear attack. The choice is theirs to make. We really want them to be a successful country. We want them to be a wonderful, safe, great country. But they cannot have a nuclear weapon. This is an offer that will not last forever. The time is right now for them to choose. Right now, we don't have a lot of time to wait. Things are happening at a very fast pace. They're happening right here. They're happening at a very fast pace. So they have to make their move right now, one way or the other. Make your move. As I said in my inaugural address, my greatest hope is to be a peacemaker and to be a unifier. I don't like war. We have the greatest military, by the way, in the history of the world. You know, I rebuilt our military in my first 4 years and rebuilt it into the most powerful military there is. And you saw that when I knocked out ISIS in 3 weeks. People said it would take 4 years, 5 years. I did it. We did it in 3 weeks. Just days ago, my administration successfully broke.
Okay, did y'all catch that? He says the time for them, Iran, to choose is right now. We do not have a lot of time to wait. Things are happening at a very fast pace. They have to make their move one way or the other. Okay. Again, that makes me think Pentecost. That makes me think, I mean, imminent. And, you know, we've been talking about this for a long, long time. And now, you know, okay, this is the situation. He's not talking to the people of Iran, obviously. He's talking about the criminal cabal that has run Iran and basically used Iran as the boogeyman, okay? And so my thought is that Netanyahu can no longer use the Houthis as his boogeyman. They can no longer use Iran as a boogeyman. They can no longer use this, you know, foment war with the Ukraine and Russia. They can no longer foment war with India and Pakistan. They can no longer, it appears, you know, he didn't say anything on the trip about the Palestinians really that much. He did say one thing. He did say that the people are starving. Did y'all catch that? He said that he announced that the people are starving. Now, he didn't say he was recognizing Palestine, but he said that the people are starving, as in they need, that needs to end, right? All right. So that's what's going on. You know, so Netanyahu's having a bad day. Remember that little book, Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day? That's poor Netanyahu. And of course, I don't feel sorry for him at all, not in the least. And so I'm very happy to have him being exposed before the entire world. And for him to have a bad day means the whole world will have a good day. And of course, he's just one of the puppets of the cabal. But the point is, I'm glad for him to have all of his plans, all of his things he's tried to do falling down around his ears. I'm very, very happy about that. And then, okay, here he's talking, President Trump is talking up to the Saudi Arabia audience. So amazing. I think I have the clip of this where he's talking about that they had been, you know, pushed out and now they're back in the fold. I find that so interesting that he used the word fold. That's such a biblical word, back in the fold. You know, that's so much like a shepherd has a fold of sheep and they're safe in the fold and they're back in the fold. Isn't that interesting? That's an interesting way that he phrased that. And just by the way, if you look at the Big Dipper, it's not a dipper, it's a sheepfold. If you want to learn more about biblical astronomy, go to my freedomforce.live and you can find out more about biblical astronomy, what it really is. And you know what each constellation is because of the names of the stars. Remember how the Lord says he knows the stars by name. Anyway, so this is the sheepfold. And so President Trump is talking about that they're back in the sheepfold. But here he's talking about that they're always going to be friends. Not like some people. We're on again and off again. Check this out.
Reaffirm this important bond, and we take the next steps to make our relationship closer, stronger, and more powerful than ever before. It is more powerful than ever before. And by the way, it will remain that way. We don't go in and out like other people. It will remain that way.
Did you hear all that? Did you hear the response of the people? They knew exactly what President Trump was talking about. He's talking about Netanyahu. The people in the Middle East know very, very well who is the warmonger. In another speech, he said that, you know, we will work together against those who are trying to start war. And everybody knew who he was talking about. Now, probably the American audience thinks it's, oh, it's these terrorists. No. Obviously, it's not. It's the criminal cabal. It's Netanyahu, and his ilk. But yeah, so that was so great. You know, we are friends, and really, the honest truth is, President Trump and what we've been told by 17, that he and Prince Salman, as well as other world leaders, have been working together for many years. So it's just been about this unbelievable timing that it's taken us much, much longer than any of us wanted to, but. We know biblically that there would be a seven-year tribulation. And I'm just telling you one thing. If someone hasn't felt the tribulation over the past 7 years, I don't know what rock they've been living under. Because it's been tribulation upon tribulation, right? And I can't imagine it being anymore. Anymore would be the end of humanity. All right, so, which we're not too far from it. Because we're, you know, we struggle having babies and all this. Anyway, we're going to get it back. The Lord promised that we would turn this thing around in the last second, the very last second, and save humanity. That's biblical. That's what's going to happen biblically. The cabal tried everything they could to destroy humanity, but they were not able to, praise the Lord. And that also reminds me of another beautiful constellation, which is Perseus rescuing Andromeda. It's just like on the Clash of the Titans, where the beautiful princess is being held and the sea monster is just about to come and get her and destroy her, and Perseus comes and saves her at just the last minute. If you haven't seen that movie, you might want to watch it. It's also on these constellations explanations are over on my freedomforce.live biblical astronomy page. But President Trump has that statue in his New York apartment. President Trump has known about this a long, 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 long time. A long time. Anyway, so I thought that was great. He's exposing Netanyahu. Now, okay, so why am I connecting these dots? Because he is exposing Netanyahu. And then he came out with this post. No, not this one. Okay, hang on. Let me get the right one. He came out with this post. Sorry that I had it right there handy and I didn't have it quite in the right order. Okay. He was talking about, oh my goodness, where is it? Hang on. He's talking about JFK. Let me go back and see if I can find it. I have it right there. It was just right. Okay. Maybe it's this one. Okay. Here's, maybe it's this. Let's just do this one. Okay. I think this is it. Okay. If you remember this video right here, President Trump posted this video about Hillary Clinton and the body count, and also about Comey, and because he covered up for what she had done. And of course, people had been covering up for her for years. That's the whole point of a fixer. I'm going to talk about the Diddy fixer here in just a second. So that's what they do for each other. That's the code of silence. That's the Masonic code that they do for each other to make sure that they can never be held to an account, and they are all working together. And if you ever, if your job is to be in a position in the Justice Department or the FBI or something like that, and that you allow someone, one of their, your people to be prosecuted, then that's you're dead. That's the code. And so they know it's their life. They're giving up their life if they hold someone to accountable. And that's what he meant when he said no prosecutor would bring such a case, because that would be their life. Because that's the Masonic code. That's the secret society code. So President Trump posted this on the 17th of May. On the 17th of May at 11:37:53. You've seen the video, I'm sure. And I'll show you a little clip of it, but 11:37:53. Remember that, 11:37:53. Y'all with me? Look at the post. Look at this post right here, 11:37:53. To the second. It's the exact second mark. Sometimes you cannot tell the public the truth. You must show them. Only then will people find the will to change. Okay, this is where we are. You and I, on the battalion, all of us on the battalion and all the patriots who are out here fighting and have been fighting for years, we know the Lord has awakened us. We're the first Omer to wake up. We know who these people are. We're like, we're screaming from the rafters. These people are demons. And you just can't tell them. They don't believe you. You have to show them. And then when you show them that they're literally fighting against you to kill humanity, then and only then will people find the will to change. That's what this post, it was pointing us to this post, 11:37:53, that he posted right here. He's like, we have to show them. These people are demons. They kill. They're trying to not only kill their political enemies like Hillary did, they're trying to kill all of humanity. Okay, so I'm going to show you, see if I can find the clip for this. I think I have the whole video.
F. Kennedy yeah. Jr., he was declared the front runner for the New York Senate seat back in 1999. Days later, his plane crashed into the Atlantic Ocean, and his rival, Hillary Clinton, was elected senator. Mary Mahoney was a Clinton White House intern. She knew enough of the inner workings of Bill's sexual advancements to be a star witness during the Clinton impeachment trials. She was brutally executed at a Starbucks she was managing in 1997. In 1993, White House counsel Vince Foster was found dead in Fort Marcy Park near D.C. He supposedly killed himself, and among a lengthy list of potential foul play, the bullet was never found. Then there's James McDougal, a key witness for White House prosecutors. He was serving his 3-year sentence for bank fraud at the Fort Worth Federal Medical Center in Texas. And just before he was to give a testimony before the grand jury, McDougal suffered a heart attack in solitary confinement. In 2015, Walter Scheib, a White House chef hired under Bill Clinton, joined the list. His body was found at the bottom of a river, nearly 2 miles from the base of the trail he was reportedly hiking. An autopsy determined that Scheib's death was accidental drowning, but he might have known too much. 27-year-old Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich was shot and killed in D.C. this year. There is speculation that he was the source of the controversial leaked emails allegedly sent by DNC staffers, and that he may have been murdered in retaliation. Then Sean Lucas, the lead attorney in a fraud case against the DNC, was found lying on the bathroom floor by his girlfriend when she returned home on August 2nd. His death was reported classified, pending the results of an autopsy. To this day,
this is not a game. 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 So there you go. There you go. So I really appreciate them, you know, connecting these dots that about 17, but more importantly, that President Trump posted this. This, you know, they realize the time is short. President Trump said it with Iran. He's you know, now Kash Patel. Then he attacks, you know, Netanyahu, basically. He exposes Netanyahu. Then he exposes Comey. Then he exposes Hillary. Then he, you know, Kash Patel comes out this morning and says these things. Okay, so they know that they're on to them. And they know, what they also know is the biblical calendar. And that Jubilee is coming. So, okay, so I think that's what's behind this. You guys have seen this. I'm sure. I posted it all over our social media. Who was driving? Who was truly piloting this Mexican tall ship? Clearly, not the people who were, you know, not the people who were in the boat. There's just no way the people who were in the boat were driving this, you know, this ship. Were piloting this ship. There's just no way. Check it out.
This is about to crash. Oh, shit.
Okay, this is awful. It's awful. And there are people who were up there. They were standing on the ship. They stand on the mast. That's what the Mexican tall ship is. Here they are standing on these masts right here. And they are tied in. You know, they do have ropes on them, but two have died, and many others have been injured. There they are standing on this ship. And so everybody in the world was taking a video of this because they're like, you know, this is going to crash. And I'm sure, I just feel very sure that whoever was in the ship was realizing, you know, we're not in control of the ship. I feel there's just no way that the person was piloting the ship. And so there's a certain place under the bridge that you can go under, and clearly that was not it. And they were right over beside the border, the boardwalk. So if you look at, right here, let me see if I have this one. 17 posted long ago, he said, "Think Navy ship crashes bigger than you know. We are active." What does this mean? So obviously the 17 is not involved, but they know the different things that they have control over, such as Navy ships, and that they have control over them. We've seen them control different helicopters, different things that were like, it just does not make sense. Remember the helicopter that hit that commercial airline? It just like, who was in control of this? And so these people, these are the kinds of things that happen when bad news is about to hit. They pull out these kinds of things. So really be very careful with wherever you go, because this is not a game, like I said. And, you know, it's just, this is a war. This is war. Thank God it's not a nuclear war. Thank God it's not a tactile war. But it is a war just the same. And they do have a lot of ability to control things. Because, I mean, just look at, like, you know, how much our phones are automated. Our cars are automated. They can literally take control of a lot of vehicles, whether it's a ship or a car or whatever. So this is serious. Okay? So then I want you to see what Julian's Rome found. He said that he saw that the, you know, it had just been at Pier 17, which was just a coincidence, I'm sure. So bottom line, these people do what I call, I'm going to call this a false flag. I'm going to call this a something that was done. I don't believe it was the person who was in the ship, piloting the ship, that they did that. I just don't believe that. Because the fail-safe that they have is you've got the pilot, and then if something happens to him and he's having a heart attack or something and he's not able to pilot the ship, then they've got a second-in-command who takes over. And it was, you know, you don't get that close without, you know, it doesn't happen that quickly. You're going to, they knew a long time ahead that they were not on the correct trajectory to go to make it underneath the bridge. And really, to be honest, I find it, you know, if I had been one of those people up on the mast, I think I would have been like, okay, this is not where we need to get down from here. And it doesn't look like they realized how dangerous, what danger they were in until it was too late. Just awful. It's just awful. And the reason I'm bringing this up, and I know you've already seen it all on social media, is because they are doing this. You know, they have a lot of ability to do evil, and they're trying to, they're sending the warning that they could do a lot of evil to people. And they're warning President Trump to not hold them to an account for their crimes. They're trying to warn people. Warn President Trump not to hold them to an account and to do just like what Comey did. No reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. Nobody in their right mind would bring such a case. Nobody in their right mind, Cash Patel and Dan Bongino and President Trump and Pam Bondi would bring a case to hold these people to an account because they have way too much power. So this is why it wasn't done 7 years ago. This is why it's being done now. And it's still very dangerous, but I think that at some point President Trump says we have to go ahead and, you know, pull the trigger, so to speak. Okay, we'll see. We will see exactly how this all goes. Uh-oh. Don't tell me. Let's see. I hope I didn't. Hopefully I didn't mess it up. Okay. Okay, good. I was afraid I broke it. All right, so I'm looking at getting a battery backup so that I don't end up losing power again. All right, so now a couple more things I want to talk about. Diddy, I also want to talk about something else that President Trump said that makes you go, hmm. All right, so first, though, I want to talk about the Supreme Court must come to the rescue of America. President Trump just posted this, was it yesterday? Yeah, the 17th, he posted that they must come to the rescue of America. And the reality is, you know, do you guys think that they will? It's not looking good. And yesterday, Friday, the Supreme Court was basically saying, basically trying to legislate from the bench. They can't be legislators and judges at the same time. You could one or the other. And so, you know, the law was that we have the right to, President Trump has the right under his Article II powers as the Commander-in-Chief to remove illegal immigrants from our country under the Alien Enemies Act. He has that right. We've already talked about that many, many times. You guys know that. And so they're saying, you know, they have to give notice. Well, okay, before I even go into the whole Supreme Court argument about notice, the reality is if you give someone notice, are they going to wait around? That's so stupid. That's absolutely ridiculously stupid. You cannot give someone even 5 minutes notice. They'll be gone. You'll never see them again. They'll be under some tunnel somewhere, gone. So dumb. So dumb. So that tells you right there, you know, the only two that are not going down this stupid line are Alito and Justice Thomas, Clarence Thomas. The rest of them are absolutely worthless. And really, President Trump had these, you know, got these people in there. So it tells you that the entire bag of tricks of all the people who could be put potentially in line for these roles as a Supreme Court justice, they're all dirty. They're dirty, dirty, dirty. And there's just like Comey, he was saying, is a dirty cop. All right, so he was saying, giving them notice and the, you know, not to legislate from the bench. So President Trump is saying that they must come to the rescue of America. The reality is, I don't expect that to happen. I'm not sitting there expecting them to change their tune. I don't. I'm expecting, like on the board, for there to be a suspension of the writ of habeas corpus to remove these people from our country. And I believe that President Trump is showing us right now that this is what is going to have to happen. So just be prepared that that is likely what's going to happen. And I don't want you to, you know, be alarmed when it happens. Just be prepared. And there, whenever that happens, if they push back, if something goes down with the internet, whatever, we're going to just get the truth out as the best we can. If you have not seen my videos right here on the habeas corpus, and the suspension of habeas corpus, that was the one where I lost power in the middle, and I lost internet. And so that's where I'm going to try to get a battery backup on my internet so I can keep going even if something happens. But anyway, here, if check this one, I'll go ahead and post the link on there and you can watch. Unfortunately, it's in two pieces. I'm sorry about that. So I would just write suspension of habeas corpus. So Songbird, you know what to do. So that would be a big, big deal. And I know that they're going to flip their lid if he does that. But this is what's going to have to happen. So I just don't expect the Supreme Court to save America. I don't expect that to happen. All right. Now, President Trump is going to talk to Putin tomorrow morning, Monday at 10 a.m. I'm sure that's Eastern time. And the subject of the cabal of the call will be the stopping of the bloodbath that is killing on average more than 5,000 Russian and Ukrainian soldiers a week, and trade. It's killing people and trade. So in other words, hey, instead of killing, can we just, you know, if you want to make some money, let's do some trade. He's holding out the carrot. All right. I will then be speaking to President Zelensky of Ukraine and then with President Zelensky, various members of NATO. Hopefully it will be a productive day. A ceasefire will take place and that very violent war, a war that should never have happened, will end. God bless all! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Okay, so he just posted that and that's going to happen this coming Monday. And I'll just say, again, I go back to the bundle of grain that we were talking about, this beautiful bundle. You know, with this is the unraveling, the undoing of everything that they've been trying to do, whether it's through the FBI or through these wars or all these things, they're just being undone. So I just fully expect to have some really good news about that coming up. So, yeah, trust President Trump, trust the plan, and the cabal has lost their power. All right, so this was very interesting to see the, as also going along with what I was saying before about President Trump calling out Netanyahu over in the meeting with Saudi Arabia, check this out, because this guy shows that all these ones, whether it's the ambassador, whether the Secretary of State, Pete Hegseth, all these, obviously Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, all these are basically pulling back from Israel. Check this out.
This entire administration has turned on Israel. I can't even believe the following statements. Mike Huckabee, who was so pro-blue state, I thought he was compromised, amazingly said that the U.S. isn't required to get permission from Israel to cut a deal with Yemen. Yes, Mike Huckabee said that. Even more amazing is Lindsey Graham. He said that Iran is actually going to be allowed to have a peaceful nuclear program. That was never allowed and even unthinkable to say. And the fact that pro-blue state Lindsey Graham said it is just jaw-dropping. And Marjorie Taylor Greene even backed up that America will no longer be hitting Yemen on behalf of the blue state either. That was a viral video. Couldn't believe it even as I'm watching it. Steve Witkoff turned on them too. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth canceled his visit to Israel and snubbed them. Is this a bluff? A game? Everyone's in disbelief. And this information even took a few days to sink in, even for me. Are they pretending? No White House administration has even pretended to go this far. What's the game and what's going on? We shall see. We'll wait and see the results. And what they do in the future. But so far, they're doing everything we hope for. This is unbelievable.
All right, there you go. If we know that the reason that JFK was assassinated was because he did not follow AIPAC, basically, the former AIPAC. And so for them to pull back from being controlled by AIPAC, Netanyahu, the New World Order, is huge. And you probably have not seen this. I posted this video. I don't know if you guys saw it, but this is gigantic. So I wanted to make sure that you guys, that you saw that, that you realize how big this is, how important this is. All right, so let me see. I wanted you to see, what was that other thing? What did Netanyahu say? Lindsey Graham. No, Witkoff says to tell the hostage families Israel pointlessly extending the war, and he urges, the U.S. urging a deal. There you go. So everybody in President Trump's administration is pushing back on them. Very, very exciting. All right, so let's just see. Let's see what happens. They're not happy about this. They're having a very bad, awful, terrible day. All right. But this is what really is, this is the whole point of what is biblical. If you haven't seen the information that I have about how this is biblical, go to freedomforce.live/endtimes. One word, end times. And you will find out more about this. The people who are on my show already know these things. The reality is we've been lied to about everything, especially about end times. And the Lord even said that he was going to keep all this secret until the end. And here we are, and we realize our enemy is a group of people that have hijacked the name. Not the people, but the ones at the top. It's always the ones at the top, the controllers, right? So definitely check into that. And if you want to go and see the videos that we have done, this is the one over on the videos page right here, the playlist. You can see the Heavenly Storybook Astronomy Biblical right there. You can see that, and you can see learn more about biblical astronomy. And so I was telling Grok this. I'm like, the wise men followed the beautiful Bethlehem star. They knew about it. And they went, and as sure as the world, the Savior was born. And they knew because they followed the signs the Lord put in the heavens. And that there were people in that very town who completely missed it. All throughout the land, people missed it and didn't realize the Savior was being born. The only other ones who found out about it were the shepherds, because angels came and told them. But the wise men had to come from miles and miles and miles and miles and miles away because the prophet Daniel had told them. In the very same way, I said, Mr. Grok, there's a sign in the heavens in this day. And those who are wise are watching. The Lord Jesus said, if that you will not watch, then I will come upon you in an hour you do not expect. That's what he said. But we're watching. And this beautiful sign in the heavens, if you haven't seen it, if you go to freedomforce.live, go back to the main page, you scroll down, that's the sign of the Son of Man that our Lord Jesus told us to watch for. He says, when you see the sign of the Son of Man, you'll see the Son of Man coming in power. All the earth will mourn, and he will send forth his angels with a mighty trumpet blast to gather his chosen ones from the four corners of the earth. It's from Revelation 12, 1 and 2. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. It's called the woman in labor in the Old Testament 18 times. Watch for this sign, and they will be in great panic when they see this sign. This is what we are experiencing. This is literally, literally biblical. All right, so you can go on here and see the signs, the beautiful astronomy, and you can also see all the studies that we have done on end times and 1,000 years of peace. You can get the study guide from the website, from Amazon. And here it is. This one, End Times and 1,000 years of peace. This is the book. The thing I think you should do is read the book and then try to answer the questions in the study guide and then watch the videos. If you miss something, then you can watch the videos. Okay. All right. So definitely check into that. And I want you to see from Zechariah. Come on, little Zechariah, refresh for me. All right. There are several passages here that I wanted to read to you that I think that will really make your day. And several of them are in the book of Zechariah. And the great thing about Zechariah is it's actually the book of Revelation in the Old Testament. Okay. So I had always thought that Revelation was, I just thought it was a completely new revelation, but it was basically what had already been revealed to Zechariah, but then just with more revelation given to John. Okay. And so, yeah, really cool, really cool. And so here is Zechariah chapter 2, verse 9. Listen to this. I love this. After a period of glory, the Lord of heaven's army sent me against the nations who plundered you, against the New World Order. For he said, anyone who harms you harms my most precious possession. I will raise my fist to crush them, and their own slaves, that's us, we're the slaves, will plunder them. In other words, take everything they have. And then you will know that the Lord of heaven's armies has sent me. Okay, the reason I want to bring this up is because then you will know. Then they will know. You know, I know how you are. You're just like me. You're like, come on. I want you guys to wake up. I want you guys to catch on to what's going on. There's a criminal cabal. They're literally trying to kill us. This whole thing with the jab, this whole thing with, you know, the everything they're doing, the dyes and all that, they're literally trying to kill humanity. Please listen to me and Hair on Fire, right? But they won't. It's just maddening. It really is. But it says here in this verse, pay attention to this. It really helps me to just understand what's going to have to happen. Then they will know that the Lord has sent, that the Lord of Heaven's army has sent me. He's basically, once the Lord crushes them with his fist, and once the slaves plunder them, then they will know the Lord has done this to rescue humanity. Another place later on in Zechariah, it talks about, was it Zechariah? Yeah, I think it's Zechariah 12. It talks about that when they wake up, you know, the Lord's going to, you know, awaken everyone and send this showers of blessing of awakening. And they, like, splashing cold water in their face. And they'll wake up and they'll realize that they fought against the Lord. And they'll be in bitter tears and mourning because they missed it. But the Lord will forgive them. It's just, they'll be sad that they, you know, fought against the Lord. There's going to be people who are like that. It's going to be tough. I'm so thankful that we've been awake. It's been tough. let's just say it. It's been tough sometimes, you know, especially with relationships, etc. Oh, there's another passage I was thinking about. And because I've been working on the Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Okay, this is my other favorite book about all the Minor Prophets told us, because they were telling us about this debate. You know, that's what I'm reading to you right now. But we're working on the study guide, so we're soon hopefully going to have that out. Anyway, so I just love it. It says in one place, he says, then you and your neighbors will be able to sit peacefully under your olive branch. It's like, what does that mean? What is he talking about? It's because, let's just be honest, it has been difficult for us to sit under an olive branch and have a nice chat with people. Again, because we were like, you know, they're trying to kill us. You know, we're trying to, it's hard for us to even know what to say because we're so, you know, engrossed in this. We know that what's going on, and it's hard for us to just talk about the weather. It's hard for us to talk about sports. It's just, you're like, wake up, right? But then once everyone is at peace, then there won't be all this deception. There won't be all this misunderstanding. There won't be all this tension. There won't be, we're like afraid. Every little word you say, someone's going to get mad. You know, oh, what do you, you know, if I say something about the jab, or if I say something about, you know, it's just like, oh, you're afraid to say anything. At this point, once we get past this, then we'll be able to just relax and have a conversation and be rejoicing that we're set free from these people. And then everybody's going to be like, well, what happened? Tell me what happened. We missed it. What was going on? And tell us, you know, they'll be ready to know. So just hang on tight, everybody. Are y'all hanging on? Give me the thumbs up if you're hanging on. And don't forget to hit the thumbs up on the video. I only see a few thumbs up. I need everybody to thumbs up me. All right, so I want you to see that, and also the other one. I've got so many that are so pretty, beautiful, beautiful verses. Okay, look at this one. I'm going to move over here, and then this is look at Zechariah. You can write these down. Zechariah 6:13. Zechariah 6:13. Yes, he will build the temple of the Lord. He will receive honor, royal honor, and will rule as king from his throne. He will also serve as priest from his throne, and there will be perfect harmony between the two roles. The Lord Jesus is the king and priest. Melchizedek means the eternal king and priest. That's what Jupiter is, the Christ star that entered the womb of Virgo when President Trump was elected. It's the king and priest star. The Melchizedek is the king and our eternal king and priest, and he will have both roles as the king, really the leader of the church and the state. Okay, the leader of the religious and the government institutions. All right, so I thought you might want to see that one, and also Zechariah 14:9. Zechariah is long, but it really helps to connect some dots. So I really would encourage you to read that book, Major Clues from Minor Prophets, and it helps you to piece together the book of Zechariah. These books, in my opinion, have been hidden from Christians for years because we just thought it was ancient history, and we were never taught this in church, and we never even read it. Okay, the Lord, Zechariah 14:9, the Lord will be king over all the earth. On that day, there will be one Lord. His name alone will be worshipped. Isn't that awesome? And when you see the word worship, just think of that he is the only one that people are going to obey, because they'll realize that he knows what he's doing. He's the right one to follow, right? That's really, I mean, it's not so much about bowing down. You know, bowing down is fine, but what's more important, let me see if I can get my mouse to do, what's more important is to follow what someone is saying, and that's really what he wants us to do. He's not as concerned about the outward trappings. He wants more for us to obey him from the heart. All right, so let me see if I can get to where I'm trying to. Obadiah, the very last verse of Obadiah says, those who have been rescued will go up to Mount Zion in Jerusalem. It's not about a physical location. It's about this high place of authority, okay, in a city of peace. Mount Zion is a high place of authority. Jerusalem is the city of peace, okay? Don't think about a physical location. Think about symbolically. We're rescued. We're going to have humanity is going to be restored. We're going to have good people in these positions of authority. We're going to have just, you know, peace all over the world, and we will rule over the mountains of Edom. In other words, Edom represents the demon worshipers. And the Lord himself will be king. The Lord himself will be king. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem, for the Lord will remove his hand of judgment and will disperse the armies of your enemy. This is actually Zephaniah chapter 3. And the Lord himself, the king of Israel, will live among you. Did you hear that? The Lord himself, the king of Israel, will live among you. At last, your troubles will be over, and you will never again fear disaster. On that day, the announcement to Jerusalem will be, cheer up, Zion, don't be afraid, for the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. How about them apples? I like those apples. I love those apples. He'll take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He'll rejoice over you with joyful songs. How about that? Isn't that awesome? Again, this is over on, if you want to listen to more about this, because our time is running out, but if you want to listen to the audio books, okay, they're gone. What's that going on? Why am I having difficulty with my computer? Come on, little guy. See, I make it too big? There it is. It was too big. Here's the audiobooks. You can listen to the audiobooks. Sometimes that's easier, especially like if you're driving on a commute, it's easier. And you can also send this to people. They'll get it on their phone or through their email. And then you can listen to it as you're driving. And it might take, you know, multiple times to listen. I have all three of my books on audio. And you can actually get them over on Amazon. Again, that's not one to refresh. Come on, little guy. Here are the three books. End Times and A Thousand Years of Peace, End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets, and End Times This is Biblical. I have them all on audiobooks. So you can, you know, just listen to them, and it literally, seriously, will take multiple times to listen to them to really have to unlearn the lies, right? That's the way it's been with everything. It's not going to be any different from God's Word. All right, with God's Word. Now, the last one is going to be Micah 4:7. Micah 4:7 says, those who are weak will survive as a remnant. Those who are exiles will become a strong nation. And then I, the Lord, will rule from Jerusalem as their king forever. Okay, so did you get all those? Zechariah 2:9, Zechariah 6:13, Zechariah 14:9, Obadiah, the last verse of Obadiah, Zephaniah 3, and Micah 4, verse 7. The Lord will be king. He will rule with us. Those, you know, physically, here on earth. And this remnant is that if you've made a dress before, you know that you cut off the little remnants. You have the dress in the middle. All the little remnants on the edge get tossed. And that's what happened with us. We all got scattered throughout the entire world. We just scattered. And this was the remnant, the little pieces that he put here and there, wherever he wanted us to be. So to be honest, that was helped us to keep more safe. All right. Don't forget to support Mike Lindell. Today is the last day. I think it's the last day of the Giza Dream Sheets. What I want you to do is, if you want the, because normally the sale has been $69.98, but for Melly, I don't know how I got treated as so special. But for us, maybe because we have been great patriots to support him, but they have given us this great offer for $49.98, any size of the Mike Lindell sheets. So check that out, any size. Let me put this link over here, and would you mind sharing that, Miss Songbird? But yet, I think today's the last day, $49.98. All right, then the last thing I want to show you is this Diddy. This guy right here says that Diddy is a demon, and I do not doubt it. Do you?
be in this all this red, this dark rooms with the music blasting. It had to be a certain temperature.
Uh-oh.
You know, a certain type of music for the vibration they were saying. Come on, bro. And I don't care what nobody say, man. And like, when you keep, when people still talk and keep on talking, if that priest ever come out and he talking, if people keep talking, you'll find out that a lot of that Gene Deal has said has been the truth and nothing but the truth. I was there. I was there when that priest or whoever he was rubbed that stuff on his head, put his hand on top of him, told him to grab the bird out the cage, the white dove, and he threw the dove in the air, and the dove act like he ain't had no wings and hit the fucking ground. Boom! That motherfucker started walking my way. I'm looking like this, bro. I'm like...
Right. There you go. This was his, I think this is his bodyguard. Gene Deal was his former bodyguard. So maybe someone can correct me if I'm wrong in the chat, but somehow he was up and saw everything. There you go. Now, Justin Bieber posted this the other day, and actually, Liz Crokin was just on Benny Johnson, and I have not been able to, is that right, Benny Johnson? It was just on, and talking about this, the Diddy trial, and it appears that the Diddy trial, Comey's daughter is one of the prosecutors, and it looks like they're just trying to fix it so that Diddy gets off scot-free. They find some loophole because they keep messing up and nothing is sticking, okay? So we'll just have to wait and see. He's not going to get away scot-free. Trust me on that one. That's just not going to happen. All right, so, but Justin Bieber posted this during the Diddy trial. It looks like an undercover video that was being taken. Okay, so yeah, he posted that of him eating pizza. That is not coincidence. He's trying to expose these people, and that's what our job is. He's doing the best that he can, and poor thing, he's been through hell. So our job is to help people understand that is pedophile language for that he's basically trying to tell us that these people hurt kids. They're pedophiles. That's pedophile symbolism. And he's trying to expose that. And he has a huge reach. And so, you know, a lot of people may not understand the connection of what is he trying to say. And that's where we come in, helping people to understand, connect those dots. Okay. And so, yeah, that's we are the truth tellers of this Battle of Armageddon. All right. And then check this out. This guy, this video looks like it's been doctored. Either way, it doesn't matter. The point of the video is that it's the truth, because how do these people have all this power? How do they continually get away with their crimes? Whether it's Oprah and, you know, what happened with these poor people in Hawaii and all that, it's because they have a fixer. He's going to tell about this fixer because it's the same guy all the time that's in all these key roles, wherever it is, who fixes things. Check this out.
And this is it. The story Hollywood's elite prayed you'd never hear. For decades, Oprah Winfrey has masqueraded as America's moral compass while allegedly hiding dark ties to one of the most controversial figures in music history, Sean Diddy Combs. Tonight, we're connecting the dots between Oprah's empire of influence, her shady alliances, and the mountain of scandals she's dodged until now. Buckle up, because this is the truth they've spent millions to bury. Let's start with the biggest question. How does a woman like Oprah, a billionaire media mogul, philanthropist, and self-help guru, stay spotless in an industry drowning in filth? The answer? Allegedly, she's had help from the same people who enabled Diddy's decades of alleged crimes. And folks, the threads connecting Oprah and Diddy are thicker than you think. First, let's talk about the man in the middle, John Pelletier. This isn't just some random name. This is the dirty cop turned celebrity fixer who's been accused of covering up crimes for both Oprah and Diddy. Pelletier, a former police chief, was named in the Ashley Parham lawsuit against Diddy for allegedly dismissing evidence, silencing victims, and even impersonating law enforcement to protect Diddy. here's where it gets shocking. Pelletier's name has also popped up in Oprah's orbit. Reports claim he's the cleaner for celebrities who need problems to disappear. And Oprah's team allegedly used his services during the Maui fires controversy. Coincidence? Not a chance. Now let's dive into Oprah's Maui land grab. While locals were trapped in flames during the 2023 wildfires, Oprah was busy buying up over 1,000 acres of the island. Critics accused her of exploiting a tragedy to expand her luxury compound. But here's the kicker. Peller was the incident commander during the disaster. The same man accused of helping Diddy bury his scandals, blocking journalists, and keeping residents from returning to their homes. And guess who benefited? Oprah. Her properties remained untouched, while others burned. This isn't just shady, it's sinister. But Maui isn't Oprah's only scandal. Let's rewind to her ties to Harvey Weinstein. Oprah once called Weinstein a hero for women.
Yeah, there's more. That's just the tip of the iceberg. This is the kind of thing that President Trump is saying. We want military tribunals. Public, bring them before public scorn, public scrutiny, public shame, public ridicule for the whole world to know what they've done. That these people literally worked against us while they were out there acting like they're our best friend. And they were doing the most evil things to us and to children. This is what it's got to come out, and it has to be in public military tribunals. This is exactly what President Trump said. Have you seen this about Diddy the Diddler? Former bodyguard Big Homie says Homeland Security agents weren't told they were raiding Diddy's home until the very last moment due to concerns Diddy might have maybe protected by powerful figures. They know. They have all these handlers who will tell them. That's the whole point, that we can't have the Supreme Court mandating that President Trump give these people notice before they go and arrest them. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I can't even believe that those stupid words are coming out of their mouths. And they're not stupid. They're just intentionally working against our country because they're controlled. Either they're blackmailed or they're in on it. I don't know. Either way, we can't trust the Supreme Court. Okay, so check this out.
It's about the fact a lot of these guys like to keep trophies, memorabilia, you know, sort of souvenirs of their depravity, if you like. Just tell me about that briefly. I mean, was that part of the modus operandi for the free costs and everything?
Yeah, so what I'll say is throughout my career path, we may end up with a pedophile's phone. And in that phone, you'll see a list of trophies. And when it was announced that he had CCTV film cameras in the house, and when the Homeland Security did the initial raid, they didn't inform the raiding officers whose home they were raiding because they had information that he might have been protected. And, you know, part of Epstein's thing was to get people in precarious situations, and then you have this footage that you can use against them to be able to have your way with champions of industry and able to control policy. He does the same thing. So, you know, if you want to be able to seal a big deal, and there's a guy you know likes to party, it's easy to set that up. You know, you send a guy a screenshot like, yeah, man, you had such a good time with those two underage girls yesterday, man. You remember this video right here? That person is going to have some incentive to help you out in what you need them to do.
There you go. That's how it works. That's how it works. And if they ever get close to getting prosecuted, they have a handler to fix it. A fixer. So, yeah, I'm really appreciative that this came out on Piers Morgan. I'm not really a Piers Morgan fan, but I appreciate that he's coming out with this. And, you know, they're saying it's not just the politicians. It's these celebrities. It's these people, high-level corporations, et cetera. So this is what's going on with this Diddy trial. And, I'm going to be looking into more about this. I'm going to watch that one by Liz Crokin. And hopefully, let's just see if we can, you know, just keep sharing this information with everybody and helping them to connect these dots. Oh, the last thing I want to show you real quick before we go. Listen to what President Trump says. And I want to see in the comments, in the chat, what you guys think he's saying. He says he has good genes. Check it out.
Turkey. Yeah. You thought about going if he was going.
Well, I had a problem. I mean, I considered the Middle East very important. And I had a problem because Thursday I was going to be UAE, okay? And which is where I am now. We're going to be leaving in a few hours and have another couple of stops. It's a pretty grueling schedule. A lot of people said, how the hell do you do it?
By the way, how the hell do you do it?
I don't know. I think it's genetics. It's good genetics. I had a father who was very strong, and I had a mother who was very strong. They lived to ripe old ages.
I just find that really interesting. He always says it's good genetics. I had a father who was very strong. I just think, and a mother who was very strong. I just love that. I'm just going to leave that right there for you guys to think about. All right, so, and I'd like to see what you say in the chat. All right, I guess that's it. It's time to go. Those are the main things that are happening. I try to give you just the summary of the past several days. I'm going to be back on Tuesday because things are happening so fast and furious every, you know, so join with me. Put it on your schedule to come with me. Join me on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central. Okay, put that on your schedule. And also, we're doing every Saturday morning, we're doing a study on end times. Whether it's now we're going to be, the next one is going to be about the stars. And then the next one, hopefully, if we can get it ready, we're going to be ready to go ahead and start on the major clues for Minor Prophets. And you're going to love it. And it's just, and like I said, just listen to it multiple times until you really get a thorough understanding. But really, what I think is the best thing to do for you is to read the book yourself to make sure that you really understand it. And then when you do the kind of like a test, then you know what you know and you know what you don't know. Okay? It's just for your benefit. You know, because I know this stuff. I've been studying this for a long, long time and I know this backwards and forwards. But the thing is, for sometimes when you're, and I've done this the same thing when I did the scripture songs with the kids. I have 900 scripture songs on my freedomforce.live because I was teaching kids scripture songs. And I would sing the song and they're like, oh, they're singing along with me and they think they know it. And so I'm like, okay, now sing it with the music without Miss Melissa. And like, oh, I forgot. Okay, so that's really, you know, you have to test yourself. The whole point of the study guide is for you to test yourself. You're like, do I really understand this? Because if you're trying to talk to someone about this, you really have to know, you know, backwards and forwards. Because this is very different from what we've been taught. It's different from what Grok thinks, too. Go tell Grok he's wrong. All right, end times. And then Melissa Redpill is right. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you that you have revealed all these things to us. Thank you for our wonderful president who's fighting so hard. Thank you for all these that are going to bring down this terrible cabal. Lord, help us to push and to pull and to do whatever we've got to do to get these criminals out of here. And Lord, we just pray that everything that they attempt will come to nothing. All the things that the criminal cabal tries to fix or to hide or to even the evil things that they try to do to harm people, that will be thwarted, that will be stopped, that every that the pit that they dig for us, that they will fall into, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. I pray that you will surround us with your heavenly host as with a shield, Lord. Keep us safe in your protection, that you are our refuge, who takes care of us. Lord, I thank you that you will be the king of the world, that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you're the Lord, and that everyone will do your walk in your ways, that we'll be able to sit under our grapevine and just be able to relax and not to worry about every little word that we say. We cannot wait for that. And we can't wait for there to be healing and peace throughout the world. And just bless President Trump's conversations this week with Putin and with Zelensky and just all these that everything will be set perfectly in order so that we can go ahead and get this done. And if necessary, the suspension of the writ of habeas corpus so that we can get the criminals out of our country and set things right. And that these people will be held to an account. Bless Cash Patel, bless Dan Bongino, bless those who you've put into these key roles. Bless them, protect them, and just bless everyone on our battalion. Bless their health, protect them, and protect their peace of mind and their finances and their health, everything about them. I just pray you just guide them on exactly what you'd have them to do. Help grow our channel so that we can help to get this truth out. Lord, show us the way to get this out to the people. And then we just pray this in your great name, Jesus. This is your mission, not ours. You show us the way and we will do it. We've shown that all this time. We will step right into whatever role. We will do whatever you say. We're happy to do that. Just guide us on what you want us to do. And we just trust you and your perfect timing. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys. I love you. I love you so much. And I guess we're going to jet out of here. You know what I might do just while we're going? I might play that little song just before we go. All right. Love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
I remember, don't worry. How could I ever forget? It's the first time and the last time we ever met. But I know the reason why you keep your silence up. No, you don't fool me, 'cause the hurt doesn't show. Still grows, so stranger to you and me. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord.